words chosen for this morning are found in the fourth chapter of the epistle of 1 John, beginning with the 16th verse. And so we know and rely on the love of God that he has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made perfect among us so that we may have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. We love because he first loved us. In Jesus Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, dear fellow redeemed, after just a few years of marriage filled with endless arguments, a young couple decided that the only hope for their marriage was counseling. They went to the counselor's office, sat down, and the counselor immediately jumped in and asked them what the problem was. The young husband looked down in utter despair. And his wife started to talk 90 miles an hour about every problem that they had in their marriage. 15 minutes later, after ceaseless talking, the counselor got up. He went over to the young wife, put his arms around her, and kissed her passionately. Obviously, at that point, she was speechless. And then he turned to the young husband, and who was also quite shocked at the whole thing, by the way. He looked at him and said, "You know, she needs this twice a week." Well, he scratched his head a little bit and thought, "Well, can I bring her in every Tuesday and Thursday?" Now, obviously, he didn't get the connection. But love is needed in every human relationship, and especially in marriage. In 1 John, we hear of that love that's absolutely essential for the husband and wife relationship. It categorically states, God is love. But what is this thing that we call love? This text says that it centers in Christ. However, our society has some entirely different ideas about what love is. In 1965, and sad to say I remember this, in 1965, an individual by the name of Jackie D. Shannon sang the words, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." But what is this thing called love? For many people, love is merely selfishness, what they think of as love. I want a relationship with that person because he or she fulfills my passions, my desires, and my needs. What I want is most important in life. With that attitude, we're really using the other person. There are others who look upon love as merely feelings and emotions. Think about how we talk. We say, we fall into love, we fall out of love. The implication is that it's just something that happens to us over which we have absolutely no control. There might be times when the feelings aren't there. Does that mean that love is over? Sad to say, when we look at our relationships in life, we see that we've often been selfish and have very confused ideas about love. This text reminds us of what love is. It centers in Christ. God is love. We love because he first loved us. Love, then, is first of all not feelings and emotions, but it is a giving of oneself to the other person. God so loved that he gave, we're told in the familiar John 3:16. Think about it. God the Father gave his only begotten Son as the bridegroom of the church, his beloved bride. Jesus left heaven's high throne to save his bride from her lost sinful condition. He rescued each and every one of us from the bondage of sin through his holy life and holy death on the cross, winning salvation for all. He blotted out our sins with his own blood. In baptism, he made us his own, his bride, clothing us with himself, and he gave us the wedding ring of faith, as Luther says. In the Eucharistic supper, we are sacramentally united with his flesh and blood, partaking in the divine so that, as this text says, we may be like him, and we have a foretaste of the wedding feast of the Lamb above. This giving divine love illustrated between Christ and his bride, the church, is reflected in the husband and wife relationship and in our marriage vows. Marriage is an icon of redemption. Therefore, true love shows forth from each of us. We love because he first loved us. Out of thanks for his redeeming love, we will love those around us, and especially family members, and we will love as husband and wife. That means that we will give of ourselves to each other as the heavenly bridegroom gave his life for his church, and in the same way the church gives of herself totally to Christ. That means a total self-sacrificing giving of oneself to the other person. It means the needs and concerns of one's mate comes before personal needs. Practically, that means that I'm going to go with my wife on her endless shopping trips rather than going to all the bookstores that I really want to go to. I didn't really say that either because she's here this morning. Love, then, is a total self-sacrificing giving of oneself to the other person. Not just 50%, 100%. When the feelings and emotions in our relationship seem to be gone, we as Christians know what to do about it. We will give of ourselves to the other person and be strengthened through the means of grace. Then our love will be renewed. The Lord will remain the center of the Christian household, and his guiding hand will always direct our lives as we make use of the means of his coming, word and sacrament. The Lord then will be the unseen guest in every Christian household at all times and the unheard listener in each conversation. This we will not look upon as an intrusion, but rather as a comfort. He will be there to help us in the burdens and problems of life, working all for our good. As husband and wife face the adjustment of married life together, for those of you who aren't married yet, there's going to be adjustments. If you just got married, you know there's adjustments. And if you've been married as long as I have, there's still adjustments. As we face the adjustments of married life together, the Lord Jesus is there, oh, with his comfort and with his aid. In times of critical decision, he's the all-knowing counselor. As husband and wife, oh, we dare never become too cold, stubborn individuals, but rather we will discuss our problems as two Christians, reach a God-pleasing solution, and then, most important, forgive and forget as Christ has forgiven us. In times of sickness, he's the divine physician. When there's nothing but sorrow, he brings hope and comfort. He picks us up out of the sorrows of this maddening world and holds us in the palm of his hand, carrying us all the way to the blessed reunion of heaven, where we will celebrate the wedding feast of the Lamb forever. So then, what can we do to build our relationships? What can husband and wife do to build their marital relationship? To be assured of his continued presence, First, in our households, we will daily read, study, and meditate on his word, where he gives us his counsel, comfort, and aid. Regularly receive the holy sacrament of his body and blood, where he gives us the strength to do all things through him. Also, go to the Almighty daily in prayer. Here you have direct communication with the Almighty that can help in every need. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will always be a part of such a family relationship. So now back. What is this thing called love? It centers in Christ. God is love. It is his divine self-giving. We love because he first loved us. Christian husband and wife will love each other and remain in Christ's love here until we are with him forever in paradise above. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, you who so consecrated the estate of marriage, that in it is represented the spiritual marriage and unity between Christ and his church, mercifully look upon those in this estate, that they may love, honor, and cherish each other, and so live together in faithfulness and patience, in wisdom and true godliness, that their homes may be havens of blessing and peace. Be with all those who are about to enter this estate. Be with those who are living in the married estate. Strengthen them. Assure them that you are holding them together, and always encourage them to use the means of your strengthening, the means of grace. We ask it in your Son's name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the hymn.